situation with the pandemic. Roy, over to you. AC2GS, this is WS2N. Back to you.
Thank you very much, Paul. You could always go late, you know, as long as it doesn't go past 12:04 when the repeater goes down. I just want to add a little bit to Howard's question, W2HL, if he's still around. I took a quick look. They actually had a published preliminary real research paper on the subject of the Oxford COVID vaccine. Unfortunately, it isn't as good as it was initially introduced to be. All of the macaques became infected with COVID, the ones who were vaccinated and the ones who weren't. The thing that the report suggests is that the vaccinated macaques might have had a less severe episode, but because there were so few test subjects, I don't know if they could make the case legitimately. So it's still possibly useful, but a little bit less so than we once thought. So we'll keep that in mind, unfortunately. There are 100 other vaccination technologies that are being tested as we speak. So hopefully we'll find a few that are really good. I want to thank everyone who participated tonight. As always, it's you guys that make the difference between a very boring technical net and an interesting one where we all learn something. I want to remind everyone that not this coming Friday, but the Friday after next, May 29th at 9 p.m., we're going to have a little radio wake in memory of our great ham, Silent Key Dick, K2RIW. It'll start at 9, and it'll go on for as long as people stay tuned. I will be the control operator, and I will take my coffee black, I guess. I want to remind everyone that if you have any mailbag questions, if you have any technical questions, if you have any science questions, if you have any topics, if you want to refute something that I said and you have some source material to go along with it, or if you want me to pass on some information to Paul, the email address is mailbag@ac2gs.com. Again, mailbag@ac2gs.com. And I have a link up to the article about how the Oxford vaccination paper is not quite as good as its initial press release suggested. And that's available at roy.ac2gs.com. And as always, Mike KC2NJI has archives of all these technical nets on the amateurradio.tv. Just go to amateurradio.tv, and they're there for many, many years. And here is a bit of wisdom from one of the wisest men that I have known, Dick, K2RIW, and that is simply, be kind.
Repeater, timeout.
N1POP, KC1SAM.
Repeater, timeout, cancel.
N1POP.
Oh, yeah, Greg, if you want to switch to the other repeater, I can hit that, no problem. I don't know if you have any questions. I'm not sure what was all said, actually, earlier, so if I can pass any info along or anything, let me know. But I'm willing to jump up to that repeater if you want.
Affirmative. 146-835. Greg, N1POP.
Yeah, and the P is 100, I think?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Casey, when I say I'm QS1. Sit down. I'll be back.
N1POP, please.
W2BZ, KC1FM. Whiskey 2 Bozo, KC1SAM, you listen still? KV2FIU, KC1SAM, still there, George? KC1SAM, clear.
On the TechNet earlier tonight. I hear you got a new radio.
Yeah, it sounds great. And I saved a lot of money, too, thanks to Roy, John, and Wesley.
Did they, get a bill from Limark for that? You're aware of that, right?
I send them money every year.
There you go. Dick used to say that every once in a while to whoever the cohort was of the evening, you know, to make sure we send a good bill out to that guy. But that's why it's there. So, yeah, got to play with all those settings and see which the best one is. But that was pretty, because, but you know what? You were smart, because you came back in and you said, you guys aren't answering my question.
Well, you know, it's sort of like playing ball, you know? One person's talking about all the technical stuff and every single detail. And, you know, the doctor's trying to figure out what is the best way to solve this problem. And while the other guy's talking about all this stuff, you know, he gets ideas and asks questions, you know, sort of like a scientific study. And then somebody else comes along and says, I have that radio, this is what you're doing wrong. And then you get the answer, and that's it.
Well, certainly that's what happens. And, you know, if it was something else, then maybe the other part of the discussion was taking you there. But, you know, that's what's great about the TechNet. And I'm reminded, you know, sometimes Dick would get into a problem, and he would go on and on, and he'd go different ways with it, and then somebody would chime in, you know, like, did you plug it into the wall? And, you know, it wasn't that simple, but kind of like what happened in your instance, you know, it was like, oh yeah, you know, and he was, what Dick was talking about, we were all engrossed in and interested in, but, when the guy asked the question about, they just stick it in the wall. And then the guy would come back and say, oh yeah, you're right. You know what? Things not connected. Or maybe I didn't check the fuse. I checked the wrong fuse. Back to you.
QSL. And today, I have to say that I learned something about this, and I'm very happy that I've come to this realization.
Right, yeah, no, that was great. It was funny because last week someone came on with an interference problem, and I was saying to myself, you know, this sounds familiar, and I remember that another ham chimed in and said he would loan him a receiver that he has, And that's exactly what happened. It was about a year ago or more, and the guy came back and said, hey, wait a minute, I got this receiver, I'll loan it to you. And so it was nice to know that those fellows are still around, and he was still willing to loan it to him. And the other thing was, it happened to me. I had an RFI problem. Let me drive it. I had a problem, and I knew it was, I was able, in the, and it would happen in the rain, and I had to transform on a pole in my backyard, and sure enough, I kept on reporting it to LIPO, Wilco, whoever it was at the time, and they would come down, and they would fix it. They would tighten the, they would send this giant pole up there, from the ground, and they would tighten the wires. That ripped on the high tension wires and that were connected to the transformer. Then every time it would rain, I would hear the noise on my radio. I'd go outside, and sure enough, there would be sparks up there. So I finally got in touch with a guy at Loco, and he was a ham radio operator, and it was mentioned last week on the net again, this guy's call sign, he's the guy you got to get a hold of. So I got to tell you what happened. I got in touch with this guy, and he was happy as hell to come to the house, and I told him, you know, my observations. He didn't even listen to my radio, and he said, oh, he says, they're never going to fix that problem. He says, they come here and they tighten the wires up there, right? And I said, yeah, that's exactly what they do. He says, I order a new pole. He says, when I order a new pole, they're going to put all the equipment on there. They're going to put on the new couplers that we use rather than these couplers that were put on in 1956 when your house and this whole neighborhood was built, and the problem's going to go away. And that's what happened. It was a panic. Back to you, KD2QR.
KD2FIU.
KD2FIU, recognize. QSL, Fred, I find that, you know, my SWR on my HF radio, it goes up a bit when it's raining, when there's precipitation. So I think I know a little bit about that, and I've had those experiences. Not so much on the dual band, but somehow, you know, I'm able to figure out how to make the signal get out anyway. I pass it along to George and KD2FIU. Good evening from KG2RY.
Thank you, David. Good evening, Fred. My experience all my life with technical work is if you're the one that built it, you're the best one to fix it. My entire career in AT&T network operations and laboratories went like that. I started in operations in repair, and I went into engineering. Then I went into the entire realm of network development, and still, when it came back to it, in the early years, I would find that the best people to repair were the ones who either provisioned or installed it.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm also an electrical engineer and a computer scientist, and I used to work at PRZ Electronics out in Acid. So, been there and done it. And, you know what? You don't know what you're going to find until you dive under the covers. And it could be something very simple or not. But you first got to take a look and dive in there. By the way, it looks like, was there a problem? Because it looks like the TechNet stopped a little earlier this evening.
David, are you up, or do you want me to answer that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have passed. Well, let me pass it over to David, and I'm sure you could comment on it.
So I'm just trying to get more bass out of this speaker.
Good turn, George.
Well, David, you could play rhythm, or you could play lead if you want. And you can play drums if you want. Fred, the net goes to 11 now. They try to put the space report from 10 to 11 somewhere in there. And Roy has two segments. AC2GS has two segments, technical and then a little bit about his science. And it generally drops off a little after 11 p.m. How about that?
Got it. Okay. All right. I thought it was still going to midnight because it's funny because Dr. Roy always says when someone starts getting political, he says, well, at 12:05, you could, you know, tune into the political net on the repeater, which I've never heard, but I know he's kidding because they turn off the repeater. And I always wondered about why they turn the repeater off. From a financial perspective, or maybe there's no one there to monitor it, so if people get a little crazy, that's probably the reason. That's why I would think. So, still around, David, or you're quitting?
I think they got to let the tubes cool down overnight.
Well, as my friend in West Virginia used to say, well, I don't know.
Yeah. But, you know, when I took the opportunity during the first couple of hours of the net to throw away things, and I'm down here in the basement, and I just accumulated too much stuff. And you know what? I finally threw this or that, and I keep on saying I'm going to fill up a box and bring it to the next HamFest, and now it looks like there's not going to be a next HamFest. So I was tempered in what I threw away. I didn't throw away enough. But you know, I came to the realization that I only need one of everything. I mean, I only need one of each thing. And the problem is I have at least more than one of everything. So even if I had one of everything, it would be too much. Back to you, David.
QSL, Fred. There's two things I want to say. One is, I'm not a techie. I'm an artist. That's what I do for a living. And I did pass my advanced class test, so I do qualify to talk on the radio here. And the other thing I wanted to say was I was all ready to go out to Dayton for the hamvention. I had a room booked. I was able to get a good room. And I was trying to figure out, like, what would be the best way to transport over there until the moment, you know, the coronavirus and I had to cancel everything. So it was a big disappointment for me.
Whoa, good for you, Dave, with the ambition to get out there into Dayton. But, you know, of course, we're all stifled with things that are going on in life right now. I look at it and I say, we're surviving. We didn't beat it. We're just actually, I don't know. We're trying to hide from it. We're covering ourselves. We're really just covering ourselves with it. But that's a different thing, that different topic. But good for you with that ambition about Dayton. I like that. Over to you, Fred.
It's funny that you should say that, David, because it's only funny because I got an email from the ARRL, and it's time for me to renew my membership. And they sent me a pin last year, a 40-year pin, but actually a few months ago. And So they want me to renew, which I do every year anyway, but now they sent me a letter and they're willing to send me a paper shopping bag that emblazed on it is all about the Dayton Ham Fair, which isn't going to take place. Over to you, David.
QSL. Yeah, it's a real disappointment. I even programmed my Anytone ATD878UV. All the Dayton and the surrounding repeaters. It was actually in a place called Xenia, Ohio, which I think is a suburb of Dayton, you know. And all the repeaters, DMR and analog, and then I even had a separate walkie-talkie with the programming, maybe 5 or 6 220 megahertz of repeaters in the Dayton area.
Is it my turn or George's turn? I think it's your turn, George.
I got a phone call over here. I'm going to put it on the side. And you just reminded me. At 7-3, guys, I got to go. KD2FRU.
Okay, George. Yeah, let me see if I have it. Okay, so, yeah, you know, I guess the last ham convention that the guys snuck in was the one in Florida. That's getting very, very popular. Ham vacation, whatever they call it. And I know, like, the guys here from the island, Jeff and 2ION, you know, they also have homes in Florida, but they make sure that they're down there for the last few years anyway. They try to get down there all the time. So that was the last big one to get into. maybe that'll be the next one that we'll be able to go to. So I think that's like in late December, early January, somewhere right around there. Yeah, I've never gone, so I feel sorry, you know, that you at least took the effort and you wanted to go, and clunk. Back to you, David, from K2QR.
QSL, QSL. There is a train that you can take from Chinatown, a bus, no, there is a bus that you can take from Chinatown that will get you there in like 10 hours and 15 minutes. Which is probably faster than going to the airport, waiting for a plane flying over, and then having to go from airport to destination. And it was very inexpensive. And what else? You know, the room was really nice, and it was inexpensive. It was right across the road from the Air Force base there. And the whole thing got canceled.
Yeah. Well, it's a shame. The whole thing is a shame. And, you know, I think George and myself, I'm 67 years old. So I'm a bit older than you. So this whole thing with the coronavirus, you know, like, I'm being really, really careful. Because of that, because my age, and I have 2 grandchildren, one just turned 4, and the other one's about 18, 19 months, and prior to this, I've been in place since March 13th, oh, we talked about that, Friday the 13th, so I haven't seen those kids, and before that, either myself or my wife, or both of us, we would go see them, like, virtually every day, so, you know, we do videos with them, and we read to them, but, as a matter of fact, my wife even does some shopping and brings food over to their house. So once, weeks and weeks ago, I saw them through the glass storm door. So big impact. And I coach swimming. So that's in the tubes also. So I'm starting to have a hard time dealing with all of this. Back to you from KE2QR.
KE2QR from KG2RY. I understand how you feel, Fred, and I feel the same way in most cases. What I've learned to do is just to chill out, you know, just to relax, you know. I find one thing that helps me relax is meditation. So I do meditation and then maybe some other things, you know, certain kinds of breathing practice and then exercising, either some movement or yoga. Yoga is very good for mind and body, you know, to stay in one place. So what do? Most of the day I'm on the radio or just listening to the radio or cooking, you know, making a meal, something to eat, you know. And also high-definition stereo, audio, how to say, like really, really sound that really pulls you in, you know, the kind of sound that can really take away all the stress. Mike, back to you.
KD2FRU portable.
Ah, George is back. And, no, David, you're using your mic, but I'm Fred. So, yeah, I listen to a lot of music, of photography. So I have a pretty good camera. So I've been out and doing a lot of that. And we've been watching the birds here. We keep on feeding the bird feeder, keep on feeding the birds. And you know, I think it's true. There's not as much garbage around, and the birds rely on us a little more this year. Because I've noticed a lot of young birds just hitting the ground. Not hitting the, you know, I come outside and I find them dead. And I think that the, you know, the bigger birds, like the hawks here, are going after the small birds more than I've ever seen them any year before. Over to you, George, from KE2QR.
Hey, guys, I'm going to be on a telephone for a while, and I just grabbed the portable to say 7-3 and good night. I'll catch you guys on another queue. So I grabbed the portable, KD2FRU, 7-3.
73, George. Have a great night.
All right, George. Yeah, have a good evening. And you know what, David? I'm going to head out of here also. I had enough. I want to button up things and get on. Okay, maybe I'll hear you tomorrow on the repeater. Take care. Stay well. 73 from North Woodmere, New York. KE2QR is out of here.
73, Fred. No mic back to you. KE2QR from KG2RY. Good night.
W1HSN.
W1HSN, here is KE2QR.
Oh, good evening, Fred. Glad that you're able to copy me all right. I'm assuming my signal's coming in there okay.
It is, and I assume that you're from where are you? Connecticut, Massachusetts?
Well, we're located on Cape Cod in a little small town called Mashpee.
Oh, wow. So we're doing a little bit of DX here. I guess you're probably coming in on the Selden side, if I'm correct, and I think I'm supposed to let the machine drop a while. I don't know. I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
You're correct. The trip is about 160 miles for me and into the Selden repeater. And the name here is Brian, Bravo Romeo India Alpha November.
Okay, Brian. Yeah, well, you're doing good. What kind of setup do you have here that you're making it into the repeater so well?
Well, the antenna is the Diamond F23, which is the double 5/8 wave fiberglass ground plane. I'm working on a Yaesu FT736, which is a 25-watt, 2-meter radio. And running that into a 200-watt amplifier. So hopefully everything is working okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess that combination of things will get you around, Brian. All right, Brian, I really got to head out, but it was nice making the contact. And we'll listen for you around again. And you're always welcome to use our repeater here. Not that I own it. Okay, 783, Brian.
Problem, Fred. Thanks for coming back to my call. That's great. One last question. Where is North Woodmere? What part of the state is that?
Oh, sure. Well, I live on Napa County, close to the Queens, Long Island border. So, but to tell you more directly, I'm about 3 miles east of Kennedy International Airport. It takes us maybe about 15 minutes to get over there by car. So I was brought up in Brooklyn. I lived on the other side of Kennedy Airport. So my wife says we moved from one side of Kennedy to the other. But that's about it. So the community I live in is called North Woodmere. It's part of an area called the Five Towns. There's Hewlett, Woodmere, Cedarhurst, Lawrence. We're a little appendage on that. We share the same school district with the Hewlett schools. And when I escaped from Brooklyn, I actually moved to Hewlett. And then we ran out of bedrooms when our third kid arrived, but we wanted to stay in the school district, so we moved into this little community called North Woodmere. And that's it. Okay, Brian, 73, thanks for the call.
Okay, Fred, 73, so thanks for all that. And you have yourself a great evening, and hopefully we'll catch up at another time. So this is W1HXN on the Cape. We'll say 73.
KG2RY.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Welcome to the WA3SFJ repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5:00 a.m. Nat tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Anybody out there who can make a call to the Nassau County Police? I lost my phone. I need help. This is N2VO. Can anybody make a call to the Nassau County Police? 911. I need help. I can't find my telephone. This is N2VO. I lost my telephone. I need to call the 911.
net tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
20 Golf Whiskey Tango listening. K0 Golf Whiskey Tango listening. K0 Golf Whiskey Tango listening.
Can our planes come from now? This is N2EO. I lost my telephone. I need a call to 911, Nassau County.
K0GWT Mobile. GWT Mobile.
This is W2CDO listening to you on 85. Anybody around now?
Andy, that's you, you're not very clear.
I'm not clear. I hear myself. I'm clear.
Well, maybe I have a problem here. No, you're a little fuzzy in the audio.
What do you mean by fuzzy? I'm listening to myself on the repeater. I always do. I sound fine. I have no problem hearing myself. I'm good. My signal's good.
That was a little better. But he's been up so early.
I get up at 5 in the morning. I watch Highway Patrol. Remember that show, Back to the 50s? It comes out at 5 o'clock. Actually, this morning at 3 o'clock, I was watching Mission Impossible, the original series going back to the 60s. One of the shows that I love. It's on only once a week on MeTV at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, I think you need to get some sleep. Highway Patrol with driver Crawford. And what did he drive? His car was, good grief, a Packard almost. Packard? I'm not sure. He drove a weird car.
I think they drove Chevys. A lot of the patrol cars. Maybe Chevys or Fords. 56, 57 Chevys, 56, around there, 55. Yeah, Robert Crawford, right. Me, I sleep all the time. I get too much sleep. I sleep during the day, I sleep at night, sleep, you know, it's fine. Yesterday I did a lot of work. I finally cleaned up my backyard, and I called 1-800-JUNK, because I'm throwing out a lot of stuff, and I'm just, they're coming today to give me an estimate how much they're going to charge me to take everything away.
Yeah, I had to call them for something at one point, and they were expensive. So, you know, I guess if they cart it away for you, you got to evaluate that if you don't want to take it over to the junkyard yourself and make money on it. So, I don't know. I don't remember. Did I send you a picture of the duplex, or have you been in touch with the guy, Dave?
No, I didn't see any pictures. In fact, I got to call that guy Manny, your friend Manny. I've been speaking to him on and off, but he's got to fix. What's he got to work on? Got to get set up with a couple of things, but he's having trouble with his computer, which is another thing. Either I'm trying to do a Zoom or a Skype video conference with him, but it's not working at his end for whatever reason. He can't do it from his cell phone, it won't work, and he can't do it from his computer, it won't work. I have it set up on my end, so it works fine. And as far as the expenses on the junk, they're coming here, there's no obligation, they're coming just to look and tell me how much it'll cost. And if it's reasonable, if it's within my budget, it's fine. I'll do that. You know, don't forget, I'm still working, by the way. Just to let you know, I'm still getting paid. My contract does not end until next June, a year from now. And my company that I work for just merged with another large worldwide company. So they got money. And apparently a lot of it.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I didn't quite get who you said you were trying to Skype with, but, you know, if it's an older computer, he might not be able to just click on the link. He might actually have to download the program and work it that way. The other one that you can try is Google Meet, but I think they're all basically the same anyway. I'll send you over the picture. I thought I did. And, you said you were going to take a ride out to Middle Island. You still want to do that?
Wait a minute. Middle Island? Is that what you said? Because I'm not sure. What did you just say?
Yeah, I think that's where David said the duplexer was.
David. Okay, Middle Island. Oh, my sister lives in the Middle Island. I know where that is. She lives right. That's funny. Maybe they're neighbors. Yeah, eventually I'll take a ride out there. I want to go out to West Hampton Beach. My latest girlfriend lives out in West Hampton Beach. She's staying at her sister's place, right on the beach. And I want to go out there and see her. Eventually. But, no, you didn't send me the pictures. I didn't see any pictures. That's for sure. And are you having trouble hearing me? I'm hearing myself fine. I'm hearing you fine. Are you still having trouble hearing what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I never know anymore whether it's me. It's hard to tell you, Andy. Sometimes it's the speaker, and sometimes it's just my hearing. So, I mean, let's chalk it off to being me. Anyway, you were going to make a point of getting out here just to drop off that radio one of these days.
Yeah, on the way, that too. I gotta make a, I haven't made any trips out east at all. At least not in the past 3 months, you know, since March, April, May, yeah, 3 months or so. I mean, the last time I worked was in March, when I went into the city. So, but I do have to take a trip into the office as soon as I get authorization, but I want to drive. I've never driven to the office, not once. I've always taken the train. I've taken Long Island Railroad to Penn Station and Jersey Transit. Which I could still do. So, you know, that wouldn't be a problem. I can imagine how deserted Penn Station is now. Until we get, notice. But, alright. We'll see eventually. Eventually, you know, things are coming back slowly. But, again, I think, in my opinion, it's coming back too quick. You know, they have to come up with a... We got to get vaccinated against all this. The only combat we have against the virus is our own immune system. It is us, the way I see it. We are the ones that fight it. If our immune systems are able to fight it, which most of them are, most people have that, except for the elderly and the ones that are compromised. But once we get a vaccine that'll boost our immune system so we can all fight it, then it'll disappear. That's how I see it.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, Andy, that's the way people who get checks all the time see it, myself included. But there's tens of millions of people who haven't seen a check in 10 weeks. How do they pay their mortgage? How do they pay their bills? How do they pay the electric? How do they feed their children when they haven't gotten jobs? And, like, there's a guy in New Jersey who wants to open up this fitness center. He says, why is Walmart able to be open with crowds in the store? But he wants to open 20% capacity. All of his machines are separated. People get their temperature checked before they walk in there. That's responsible ownership. So he's going to open his place at 8 o'clock and probably be arrested by the New Jersey State Police. So you tell me the fairness of that. Anyway, you did say one day that you might drop it off after you're at your allergist, because your allergist is 10 minutes from the house here. All right, anyway, that's it. Catch you can be.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to do that. I see my allergist now once every 2 weeks because I'm on a maintenance program, which is good. I think I'm scheduled this Friday. So I will let you know before. And I understand exactly what you're saying. That's an issue. You know, where some stores are allowed to be open, other businesses they come down and they want to keep the businesses closed. That's a problem, I know. Right now, you know, hopefully it's, we got to see how this summer's going to play out. We don't really know yet. And we got to see after the summer how things are going to be. With coming up with therapies and, you know, other medications, therapies that would lessen the effects or preventative, what have you. I'm not going to have a vaccine for a while, I know that. At least one is proven. So, at least from what I'm hearing. All right, that's about it. Well, yes, I do more listening than talking anyway. I do listen a lot during the day, and amongst other things. But, I got to go to Walmart, because I got to pick up some stuff over there. You know, I was working on a jigsaw puzzle, and I finished it. 1,000 pieces, which actually turns out to be 999 pieces. When you count the rows and the columns, you know, across and up and down, it comes out to 999. They say 1,000, but it's not really 1,000. 999. But anyway, I want to glue it together. They sell a glue and a backing for it, so I could frame it and hang it up, which is what I want to do.
Yeah, that's usually pretty cool. And you have to. Well, the backing. I don't even know how you flip it to get the backing. You probably glue the front, let it dry, and then flip it to put the backing on it. But yeah, that's always a good thing when you do that. And you probably should sue him, like the guy that sued Subway because their footlongs really weren't a footlong. So sue the puzzle company because instead of 1,000 pieces, it was 999.
It's 37 pieces across and 27 up and down.
you know, it's not a square, it's a rectangle. And of course, when you multiply them together, that's what it comes out to. And it's consistent. And, you know, I think I told you this story. This is the second puzzle that I started making. The first one, I could not even finish the border. The border is the easy part because it's got a flat side. And I looked and I looked and I looked and I could not find the pieces to finish the border. And then I counted every piece. And I counted out of, it's supposed to be 1,000. It turned out to be 934, which means I'm missing 66 pieces, which is a lot of pieces. So I called, I think I told you, I called the company and who I bought it from, and they referred me to the their distributor, and I called the distributor, and they were very apologetic, and they said, we will send you two new puzzles free of charge. So the one I just built is the one that they sent me, the second one. And I counted the pieces. The first thing I did is count the pieces. It was $9.99. The second one, which I didn't build yet, which is my next building, is 550 pieces. It'll probably be $5.49, I guess. So it's a smaller puzzle. But they sent it to me, and they were very nice about it. So eventually I'll do that. Of course, amongst everything else. Instead of my doing it my leisure. Anyway, congratulations on your birth of your granddaughter, grandson. I heard about that, and it's nice. You have a couple of mitzvahs in your family.
Yeah, it's a grandson, and it's certainly very different. You're going to have a virtual bris tomorrow afternoon. So everybody tuning in by Zoom. Crazy, crazy, crazy. All right, anyway, let me go get my second cup of coffee. Get my voice up to speed here. Have a good one. I'll catch you later, Andy. Catch you, Candy.
All right, just to let you know, I told John, AKX, if he's available this week, I'd like to go up to Glen Oaks and put the computer in. It's sitting over here, the new computer, so we can reestablish connectivity and also put the comparator in for the voting system because, you know, Plainview is back. You probably know that. And I think you sent me, somebody sent me an email on it. I checked it. It's on. So get that out of the way. I've just been hesitant to go up there in the elevator and so on. But we'll see. I'm still hesitant. I don't feel 100% comfortable, but I'm getting more comfortable as time goes on. So we'll see what happens. I'll let you go. See you later.
BUP2YM6.
Morning, Brian. How are you doing today?
Good, Richie. I'll let you go. I just wanted to say hi and ask Andy a question. Everything's good. Going to work. Although I'm under house arrest, I have to stay in the office. Not bad. Not my cup of tea, but not bad. It's better than sitting home. I ran out of projects for a while. Back to you, Rich.
Yeah, you had mentioned that the other day, and I think that's where it's going to be, you know. I think that's going to be the new normal, that you'll have to protect the aged group, you know, above 60, and do everything that they can to isolate them and protect them, and life moves on. It's really crazy. Yeah, anyway, let me run. I think Andy may still be there, Brian, if you want to talk to him. But I'll catch you later. WB2YMCK2KNB.
All right. 73, have a good day. Andy, you still there?
Yeah, I didn't leave. I didn't sign out yet. 73, Rich, I'll talk to you soon. Yeah, how you doing? I heard you put some antennas up, which is what I'm going to be doing. I got a lot of work to do. I don't know if you remember when you were here. I have two towers to play with, two of them.
It was a long time ago. I don't remember that. Yeah, I put up a vertical, the new, not new, I put up the Gap, Titan Gap CX vertical, which I had to go up on the roof a couple times to adjust it, but very minor, great antenna. And support was okay. When I called him, you know, he answered. Second time I called him, he, you know, wasn't around, but small little company. I think four people work there. But the antenna performance, great, even on 80. Although I have an amplifier, I bought a new amplifier. I never had an amplifier before. But having fun. Having fun. That's the extent of my antennas that I did. And the new, and the 7300.
Yeah, that's a nice, that's the ICOM 7300, I guess. Yeah, that's a good radio, too. Not that expensive, either. And the Gap is a good antenna, too. I have one. It's not complete, I don't think. I bought it on eBay a number of years ago, but I never built it. It's actually partially built from the guy that I got it, and I didn't pay much for it. And I forget why I bought it the first place, but it's a nice antenna, and I do have a place to put it. I do. So that's good. But recently I purchased some new antennas, brand new, which I do some beams that I want to put up. I want to get that out of the way. And again, just to play, just to, you know, have fun with everything else. But I got plenty of work here. I'm always busy. I guess you know, even these past 2 months, I got other projects going on, so I'm always into something.
Yeah, I don't want to hear the excuse. I don't have time. That's why I did my project. I put up a new antenna, ran 175 foot of cable by myself through the attic. New radio, new amplifier, headphones. I went crazy. But I hadn't bought anything in a long, long time, so I said, all right. Did you buy an FTM 400? I was going to ask you that. That was really what I wanted to ask you. The mobile radio?
Yes, I did.
Have you used it on the Fusion mode yet?
You want to get a... You ready for a laugh?
All right, make me chuckle.
I bought it at Nearfest in New Hampshire when I was up there, because I've been going to Nearfest, and that's a great flea market for the past number of years. And except obviously it was canceled this year. I would have been up there the beginning of April. No, the beginning of May. It would have been the first week of May. So a few weeks ago I would have been up there, but they canceled it. So the next DFS is going to be in October. They do it twice a year. That's where I bought it. I bought it from... I have a table that I set up there, and in the same building, HRO is right there across the aisle. So I bought it from them. Back in, this is where you're going to laugh, back in, not last, I gotta think back now, not even last, the last one I went to was in October, that's right, October of last year, because it would have been May of this year, so October of last year, and the one before that was May of that year, so a year ago. It would have been a year ago, that's right, when I bought it. It's still in the box. I did not even take it out of the box yet. Still sitting.
All right, then you're the wrong guy to ask. No, I didn't have it. I actually bought one last June. Loved it. I had two ICOM 2800Hs. That's the one with the forefront, the beginning with an LCD screen. I had one that I owned for 20 some odd years, and then I gave money to my sister-in-law when my brother-in-law passed away, Dave. I think you remember him. KC2GGF.